One by one, Günter Naumann's family members told a Barry court how a drunk driver robbed him of a happy life in retirement and them of a cherished man. "You took the love of my life away." His name was Günter, a man who did the right thing in this world, Regine Lachapelle said in her sometimes teary address. "I lost my home because of you." Siegfried Staun, 72, had earlier been convicted by a jury of impaired driving causing death in the 2020 crash on Highway 12 in northern Simcoe County that killed Naumann, 77, of Midland. Naumann had been an executive with a technology company in Midland and had retired 12 years before his death. Crown attorney Sarah Sullivan argued Wednesday that Staun's previous impaired driving convictions in 1985 and 1989, as well as a lengthy driver's abstract showing careless driving and failed to remain offenses, warrants a lengthier sentence in the area of 9 years that should be followed by a driving prohibition of 15 years. Defense lawyer David Wilcox suggested a sentence in the penitentiary of 6 years. On July 4, 2020, Naumann was out for a leisurely drive in his Mercedes convertible, heading west along Highway 12 between Fraser Lane and Gratrix Road, near Wabauchene, when he collided head-on with Staun's swerving Toyota pickup, which was heading eastbound. Naumann was taken to hospital, but died several days later. Lachapelle said Naumann gave her 28 years of happiness, and mulled out loud about his final days in the hospital after the crash. She told the court that the image of him in hospital is forever etched in her mind. "How dare you once again to drink and drive on our roads," she said addressing Staun. Hal Belfry, Naumann's brother-in-law, said the death impacted every member of the close family and their future plans for gatherings and traveling. "The fact that someone would drive with their ability impaired by alcohol still angers them," and Belfry encouraged Ontario Superior Court of Justice Michael McKelvey to impose a severe sentence to deter others from impaired driving. Sister-in-law Ruth Roberts still wonders why the family lost Naumann, someone she turned to for advice. Lachapelle, she said, now lives with her after losing her home. Günter should be here today enjoying his retirement. Instead, he is gone, Roberts said. I miss Günter and his love of life. In encouraging a more severe sentence, Sullivan said society continues to condemn impaired driving, yet drunk drivers continue to wreak havoc on our roads. At issue in sentencing is the consequences of the event, as well as the degree Staun's moral blame worthiness. This kind of offending behavior needs to be treated harshly because the message needs to get across, Sullivan said. Mr. Staun is not someone who should be afforded the privilege of driving. This isn't an individual who is currently possessing any level of insight into his offending behavior, the Crown added. She referred to Staun's pre-sentence report in which he said he had no choice but to drive that day, to which the judge replied that there was a choice. It reflects more than ignorance, it reflects a lack of judgment, a lack of caring of others in his community, McKelvey said. Wilcox said he was planning to ask for a 5-year sentence, but changed his mind after hearing Wednesday's submissions from the Crown and family. But he drew on Staun's background to suggest that Staun's degree of moral blame worthiness should not be as high as someone who has had more advantages in life. Wilcox said Staun grew up in what was then a remote community of Honey Harbor, and whose influence was an alcoholic father. Staun, he said, had just a grade 8 education when he left school to work with his dad. I'm not suggesting that Mr. Staun not receive a lengthy penitentiary sentence, it's just that where does he fall in that range, said Wilcox. It really comes down to who is Mr. Staun, what makes him tick. He said Staun acknowledges he was at fault and is sorry for having caused Naumann's death. McKelvey is expected to impose a sentence on June 14.